Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning and good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to this fifth installment from the book, The Guide of the Path to God Through the Religion of Islam in the Sufi Way, Teaching Stories and Descriptions of the Life of Sheikh Muhammad Sayyid al-Jamal Rifai. We're currently starting our reading in this fifth installment on page 55, a lot of fives, 555. Five, five. Page 55. The chapter is entitled The Work of the Guide, and it's, The Work of the Guide, and then it will dovetail with a chapter called How Sidi Came to Be in Jerusalem. That one is a longer chapter that will be cut in half. Because it's a longer chapter. Inshallah. We'll begin with the Fatiha and then move into invoking and leading us into the recitation. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين Page 55. The Work of the Guide. As well as all of his duties, looking after the needs of his people, the guide has also worked hard to help the hospitals and the health clinics on the West Bank and in the Gaza Strip. He has been able to get large sums of money sent in for both the hospitals, the central hospitals in East Jerusalem, the Makassad Islamic Hospital, and the Lutheran Foundation Augusta Victoria Hospital. He, may Allah be pleased with him, says, "I make no separation between any religion." This is another example of the truth of his words, because his religion is to be the mercy and the help in the way of Allah for everyone who is in need, and especially for all those who are carrying out God's work in the world. It's the same with the universities and the colleges, which have been sorely hampered and curtailed by the authorities over the years. The heart of the guide has been caring about them all. He speaks from his heart when he says, All the actions of the slave of Allah are signs from Allah showing the depth of His caring for His creation. Every chapter of the Holy Quran begins with the words, "In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate." Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The guide is the Quran embodied. If you read the text in the manifestation of his life, you can see that every action and every gesture begins in the name of Allah, the Merciful and the Compassionate, and that there is no other meaning to the actions of his life, but that the Creator wishes to manifest his mercy directly on the earth. And to this end, he moves his slave. When the guide speaks with the people or with his students, he often likes to tell them stories because through the story they can find the deep meaning of what he is moved to say to them. And now there's a selection of stories. Story of sweeping the old city. One night I received the order to go to the old city. The order was to take a broom and go to the old city, this is Jerusalem, and sweep the streets. There was no one on the streets, and the whole night long I swept the streets, and then I went home. The order was to clean the old city because Allah wanted to clean the city of the government and put another government in its place. He gave me the order for this reason, and then a few days later, the 1967 war began, and one government went, and another took its place. Story of Al-Khidr and Moses, Musa, on the horse. One day, while I was still a judge in the court of Jericho, I was sitting on the bus, traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho, when I saw Al-Khidr leading a horse, and the Prophet Musa, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was riding on the horse with a sword in his hand. I said to Al-Khidr, "Where are you going?" He said to me, "I'm going to the river Jordan because the horse wants to drink from the river." And I asked, "Well, who's on the horse?" And he replied, "Well, it's the Prophet of the Jews." And I asked him, "Will he stay on this side of the river or will he cross it?" And Musa answered, "I will stay on this side of the river. And when the order comes, the horse will return." Then the picture left me and the people around me were anxious and they asked me, "Who are you speaking to?" And I said, "I don't know." Then when I returned home, there were many of my beloveds from the Fukura waiting for me, and I spoke about what had happened to me on the bus, and they said to me, "Sidi, what did you see?" And I said, "There is a war coming in 2 days. The Jews will come to the river Jordan and to the Dead Sea, and this is the order of Allah." When they heard what I said, some of them said, "You are from the Jews." I said to them, "I'm not from the Jews, and I'm not from the Muslims. But I am the son of the truth, and I know myself well." After 2 days, the war began. When the war came, the Jewish soldiers were in this area, and one night I was walking on the other side of the mountain, opposite of my house, and I was wearing a white jalabiyah, and the soldiers had forbidden anyone to be out at night. And when they saw my white jalabiyah in the dark, they began firing at me. But their bullets fell to the ground in front of me. None of them hit me. They got a bigger gun and they fired it at me again, but still the bullets fell to the ground before they hit me, and I went home. A few days later, I was walking in the old city wearing my white jalabiyah, and a soldier came up to me and asked me if I had been walking the other night on the Mount of Olives in my jalabiyah. When I said yes, he wanted me to tell him what had happened. And I said to him, Some soldiers wanted to play with me, but it was not my time to go. And one of them said, "Excuse me, Sidi, but I was one of those soldiers." I said to him, "If Allah wants to take me, I could not stop it. He will take me in one moment, but now is not my time to go." Story of one of Sidi's visits to the hospital. One day while I was in Amman, Jordan, I went to visit someone from the Fuqara who was in the hospital. When I arrived, there was an old woman who knew me standing by one of the beds weeping. When she saw me, she came to me and said, "Sidi, my two sons have had a car accident. One of them is not too badly hurt, but his eye needs fixing. The doctor wants to take an eye from his brother because he says that he will not live long because something inside is broken." I went to speak with the doctor and he told me that there was something broken in his chest and he said that x-rays would arrive soon to make sure. I told the doctor to wait. And then I went into another world of light and I looked and felt inside the boy's chest. I saw that everything was all right, but that some bones were broken and pushed into each other. So I went to the doctor and said, "Allah does not want this person to die. He gives him life. Everything in his chest is all right. There are only a few broken bones, but not enough damage for him to die." I said the same thing to the mother. The doctor said, "I will wait until the x-rays come, then I will see." Later that day in the afternoon when I was in the Zawiya, the doctor telephoned and said that he was coming to see me. When he arrived, he bowed and kissed the door sill of the Zawiya, and said to me, "I have never believed, but now I see the truth. When I received the x-rays, I saw that what you said was true. The ribs are broken and locked together, but nothing else is damaged." And he was very happy, and he was very polite. They performed an operation to put the ribs back in their place, and later, I went to the hospital to visit the brother. When I entered the room and he saw me, he said, "I know you. When I was wounded and unconscious, I saw your face. And I saw your hand inside my chest. Your hand was completely light. And I felt that everything inside me was all right." And I said to him, "This is right." The next chapter is titled "How Sidi Came to Be in Jerusalem." I was living and studying in Baghdad many years ago, and one day I was sitting in the mosque of Abd al-Qadir al-Jilani, may Allah be pleased with him, and I was making dhikr. And I was in a high station when someone came to me and said, "Sidi, listen, the order is for you to go to Jerusalem." But I didn't listen to him. And then he came a second time and he said, "The order is for you to go to Jerusalem." But I didn't know Jerusalem. And again, I did not listen. Then he came a third time and said, "Sidi, listen, listen, I am your grandfather, Abd al-Qadir al-Jilani, and the order from Allah is for you to go to Jerusalem." The third time I listened, I left the mosque and went to the home of the grandmother of King Faisal, because I knew her well. I sat at her table and she gave me some food, and then she asked me if I wanted to take a house in Baghdad. I said, "No, the order is for me to go to Jerusalem in 3 days' time." When she heard this, she was very surprised. And then after 3 days, just before I left Baghdad, a letter came from Syria from my guide, and he said, "When this letter reaches you, move to Jerusalem." So I left Baghdad and came to Jerusalem. Sidi sings with the tongue of his soul to his beloved God. I call to my God, I speak with my love. I have no more than him, and he has me. And he has no more than me in him, because I am he. My quality is his, and therefore my word is his. There is no word but the word of my open heart, and I long only for the heavenly love, a love returned to the same earth I am made to plow. I ask him to be kind with me and to take care of me. The veins of love in the sides of my heart are not strong enough for your gift without your care. For this I promised with your first promise, and there is no promise after it. I come with the word to explain the meaning of your songs. Without you, I would not love to be on this earth. The love for the earth makes my heart want to give and work and love for those who live in the earth. And love for those who live in the earth is in my heart. I love myself because I am here to be your tool. From there, my word is your word. My true word is the true earth, after the word of heaven. Believe with the word of earth. Trust with the word of truth. For there, face, you are the one I face, and I am the love where I prostrate, so as to remain with the peace. You give your heart to me, and my heart can drink from you, from the water of your love, to see you always, forever. When students first came from America to sit in his presence, he said to them, "Beloveds, in the name of God, look with the eye of the heart and don't look back. Understand with the ear of the hearing of God. Listen with God, that your hearing may be merged with the hearing of God. See with God, and his name will come to you. Then you will hear with the ear of God and see with the eye of God. Don't come to him without washing clean. By clean, I mean empty of all but him. Because he wants you to be around his holy table, and you want to be sitting at this table. Then you must know that you are in the valley of holiness, and he is in the eye of the valley. You are in the valley, and the valley is him. And this is the same valley where Musa, peace and blessings be upon him, speaks with God. And we say that you must take off your shoes as Musa does when he speaks with his master. By shoes, I mean first the world, then the earth, then the ego, then Shaitan, then to come after that, empty of everything but him. Then you will see him, he will see you, you will be facing him, as he is facing you, because first God loves you, and then you love him. If he had not helped you, your life would be in darkness, and you would be drinking the dirty water of this dark world like the animals and the fish in the sea, the big eating the small. If you want to finish with this, you must travel to him with all of your things and follow his way, this way. To behave with his manners and not to follow the manners of anyone but him, you must go to the source of courtesy. You cannot reach these things from the tongue or papers, or just by opening a book and reading. It is necessary to follow the family of Allah, who knows how to ride in the saddle of the horse, and who knows how to sail in the ship which crosses all the seas. The ship of the family of Allah looks exactly like the ship of Noah. It is seaworthy in the ocean of the truths of Allah, and the sea is so deep. It is not any traveler who can guide the ship of Allah. He must know all of the secrets. So, if you can reach this ship with your ship, and you are one who rides in it and is saved from drowning, then know that you will reach him, and he will give you to drink from his spring. Then drink with the order from the cup of love, for which you have been so patiently searching, that which is made for you and you for her. You're one of her children. And your example is exactly like one who is lost in a desert, dying of thirst, who reaches the Savior and the water of life after believing that you will die. Then drink like the camels who are so thirsty, having passed so many days without water, who come at last to the spring, and they drink and drink and they drink until they're quenched. That is the order. If you want to ask what the meaning of that spring is, it's the source of love which all the lovers are searching for. Do you want to know the way to reach that spring? This is not for you unless you are the speaker of your time, the Ibrahim or the Musa of your time. Only in that time, in that season, not before, not after, would your picture change from the picture of the personality to the image of the truth. And your straight way is the way of the prophets, of the family of God, of the lovers of Allah who have gone before you, the way of the stations that they have passed through, those who have reached the end of the way. For that you must clean your clothes and leave your mistakes. Do not say, I give, and it's a lot. You must be strong in everything that you do. He will question you about all that you do. He is the judge. He will ask you why you are in this created world. He will ask you what you are doing for the sick, the poor, and the hungry beings. Did you bring them mercy? Have you been as a dove of peace between them? Have you been as water to extinguish the fire? Have you been the peace to destroy all the wars between them? These are some of your messages. If you are like this, complete it. Don't hesitate or go so slowly. If you do not do it, you will be of those who suffer. If you want to go beyond all that you have been, then I am your brother to take your hand and to guide you from the darkness to the light, to the garden of truth. All this comes from the knowledge of the first world, the world of Al-Azal, or pre-eternity, which exists without a beginning, and of the way which was taken by all the prophets, all the messengers, and all the family of God. This knowledge is the father of all the sciences. And the dearest, the greatest of them is the knowledge of tasawuf, the Sufi path, which is to clean your heart so that it may become the house of your Lord. As he says, Neither my heavens nor my earth contain me, but the heart of my faithful believer contains me. The one who knows this heart, who is this heart, prostrates before him from the beginning which has no beginning, and to the end which has no end, still always prostrating. The one who always remembers the truth of prayer, like the lovers who cannot live without it, they are from him to him forever. Who wants to do this work as God wills? I'm not writing to one group of people, but to all people, wherever they are, who want to know the truth. They are all my lovers, and I wish them goodness, wherever they may be. What do you want to write about God? If all the trees were pens and all the seas were ink, all that would be just a start. This looks like a little bird who takes a drop of water from the ocean. All the pens will be finished, but the knowledge of God will never be finished. Know that all I have in my heart is what he put in it, and still it is nothing. After all these things, in my heart is a great thing, a law. I can't explain anymore. And the subheading for this final section is, in Jerusalem in 1974, two old people have been arrested and mistreated by the soldiers. Any person who says, Allah, is a person I love. The Arabs and Jews are full of anxiety, but me, I don't have any worry. I only see one. But at the same time, I always pray for the people. Remember the name of Allah in your heart. Say, I want only Allah. This place, your heart, is the heart of Allah and is for Allah. When anything happens, the important thing is not that one incident or the outside picture, but the whole situation. The situation arrives by the will of God to reveal the weakness of those people who are hurt. It causes the believers to feel what these people feel and to connect more with them and more with each other. The others, that is, those who are not believers in the truth, will be punished. At the same time, all these incidents are bad, and Allah does not accept them because people are living on the throne of Allah here. Apart from religion, their bodies are from the earth of the buried prophets. All of the earth here in the Holy Land is holy because the prophets are mixed up in it, and the people born here have bodies from this earth. God does not accept that his people are harmed. Injustice in this country is worse than injustice elsewhere because this country is a special temple for God. The order for the people here is to always pray to Allah, to remove the negative things from the world. If the people here who have been sent to be the mercy of Allah are being hurt, do you think that Allah will leave them? These people who have patience and have stillness and are praying for the negative to be lifted live in heaven. What Allah is doing now is giving the people a chance. But when their chance is finished, he will catch up with them. And when he catches up with them, it is strong and it is painful. When I saw those two old people, I looked with the eye of my heart, and I also looked at the soldiers. I asked for divine justice to happen immediately because that would be easier for the soldiers. Well, maybe those soldiers had been ordered to do this, but in this moment I can only judge by what I saw, and that is why I pray to God to send love here to our whole world instead of the hate, and to send peace instead of war, and to send mercy. Today, Allah gives the chance to every person to know what he is doing, and to be responsible for his actions, and to think, and to wake up. If you respond to these soldiers, respond in a way that helps them to wake up. Give them a way in which to see themselves as human beings. This is the action that you should take, not aggression. The whole situation in this country is like a woman in labor. Just like you can't stop labor or do anything to the woman in labor, you can't do anything here. Does the woman not have God's help? The same thing can be said about the situation here. Can God help or not? Regarding the man who was moved to help those people from getting hurt, it was the mercy in his heart that moved him to do what he did. It was right. It was good for him to do that. But he cannot stop the will of God. The wisdom is to be what you are. This is the good that God wants from you. Also, the woman's labor ends and something big is born and the situation is eased. There's no rest for believers until they meet Allah. The only way for him to rest is to throw himself into the divine heart and to fill himself with divine love. Those people who have the power to accept and to face what is happening here are in complete surrender to Allah. It's a special thing to be here in these times. Anyone in this house who has Allah on his breath every second and is not attached to people or complaining or rejecting anything can stay. Anyone in this house who does not have these things cannot stay. But exactly what Allah will manifest, I cannot tell you. Allah erases what he wills, and what is written in the eternal world will manifest. The description of labor is exactly like this. You sit there, you watch, you know that you cannot do anything, and if you cannot take it, you leave. In any case, the people of Allah who are born here are chosen by Allah to pray and to protect what's happening, and to remove the negative things or make things easier. Every one of them has their mission given to him by Allah. And since in the world of eternity, they were given that job, that certain thing to do, they remain patient. We hope that we are from them, and if we are not, we hope to be their comrades. Rafiq. That brings us to the close of this fifth installment and brings us to page 66, where we'll pick up next time. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.